Civil rights activist Cleveland Sellers is largely known for being the only person charged with inciting riot following the Orangeburg Massacre of 1968. He is now president of Voorhees College in his hometown of Denmark, South Carolina. Sellers recently sat down with the Carolina Reporter to discuss his past and his commitment to today's youth.
Your roots are in Denmark.
Yes.
So some say that becoming president of Voorhees College allowed your life to come full circle. Would you agree with that?
I think there's a lot of validity to that. I started out here, as a matter of fact, born and reared in Denmark, had an opportunity to go to high school at Voorhees, and became an Episcopalian at a very young age. Those were the three major, I think, attributes I brought to the table.
43 years later, have you managed to achieve any sense of closure?
Following Orangeburg?
Yeah.
I might not get closure on Orangeburg. But what I have been able to do is purge myself of all the bitterness and hatred and anger. And you do that through building and creating. And, you know, I committed myself to the principles of the movement a long time ago, creating that beloved community, looking at the fact and believing that the universe is on the side of justice, and we just have to keep working at it and working at it and working at it, and one day, you know, justice will in fact prevail.
What do you think is preventing that from prevailing?
I think that the state has dug in its heels and said that we are not, and that was certainly the position of Governor McNair, we're not going to say anything, we're not going to do anything, we're just going to put our heads in the sand, and eventually the Orangeburg thing will blow by. I don't believe that, and I think Dr. King once said, the truth crushed to the ground shall rise, and I think that more and more people are beginning to find out and do investigations and review of the Orangeburg, and they want to know, well, why hadn't the state now, or by now, decided to do something about it. And so we still keep working on trying to get the state to address those issues.
What do you predict is in store for your son, Bakari's political future?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Bakari, I just saw him this morning going over to Bamberg. He got up this morning and was going over there. I don't know. And I'm not sure Bakari knows what the handwriting on the wall is, but he wants to do something in the state of South Carolina that will make a difference. So he sees the political process as one of the ways in which you actually change the state to make it a better place for all citizens to live in and to get it stuck in 1861. So I don't know. Maybe he'll run for the statewide office at some point. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll run for a congressional seat. Maybe he'll run for a Senate seat. I'm not sure what is in favor, but he works very hard at what he does. I know that, and most people around the state know that. Even citizens from the area, from his district, at first say, well, you know, he's young, he's just kind of playing around with this thing. Now have a different perspective on him because he has worked for this rural community. He has been where he needed to be. He has spoken up when nobody else would speak up, when everybody else was quiet.
What do you hope your lasting legacy will be?
Well, I hope that people will see the commitment, the courage, and the dedication. I hope they will see my true commitment to the mission of icons of black history, the educators and the leaders of that time, to the whole idea of the importance of faith and service and education. And those were the things, were the kind of iconic things that we tried to impact and make a difference in our communities. I hope people see the value of community and why it's important that we have to continue to build communities. And that becomes a priority, that we can't escape who we are. We have to learn to live within ourselves and our own history and whatever cultural principles or iconic figures or folklore or history that we have and that we bring, and we continue to understand who we are as a people. That doesn't change the melting pot. What that simply means is that it enriches us to have that kind of stamina and determination, that we can stand up with that kind of pride and dignity and know that there were people who didn't have very much but were willing to risk it all, including their lives, to make America what it should and could be. That's the legacy, if there is any legacy. And those areas of education, faith, and service are very important in young people who are oftentimes, that's the driving force, that's the motivator for me. When I see a third grader, you know, who is in a city, Illinois, maybe is doing calculus or is speaking Spanish fluently, I'm really impressed with their ability and the possibilities. And I want to make sure that the generation in front of them will know that they have a responsibility for creating an opportunity for that person to excel. That's what I was trying to do. And somewhere down the road, after maybe about 10 years of freedom, we took our hands off the plow. And we kind of lost that and allowed ourselves to skid into the ditch with losing probably a generation and a half of young African-American males to prisons, dope, death. And we have to own up to that and kind of wrestle that back and get control and begin to do and direct our young people in the direction that they need to go. It's laissez-faire. You can be anything you want to be, and black is black sometimes and white is white sometimes, but you need to be in the middle. You don't have to make a decision about which side of the fence you're on. I don't buy that. You have to have principles, guiding principles that you live by and you go by. You have to stick to those things as close as you can. When people go outside of that, then you have to let everybody know that they're outside of that. But we haven't gotten to that yet, because we have kind of bought into the materialism and the individualism, and that's not going to get us very much, because we are never going to have the goal. I mean, that's just not in the deck. And so what we need to do is we need to deal with those things which are really important, and that is creating the community and saving folk and trying to create that kind of viability that maybe existed during the period of segregation. I don't know. Maybe we can't get back there. I would hope so. If not, we leave a tragic legacy to a generation which is not going to be able to find its way and going to be totally confused. And I wouldn't like to see that.